Good afternoon. I'm Janae Pierre. Let's take a look at this week's Coastal News. WWNO's Travis Luck sat down with NOLA.com, the Times-Picayune's Sarah Sneed, to talk about some of the headlines. This week, boil water advisories, stuff washed up ashore by hurricanes, and a new report on how shrimpers might adjust to coastal restoration.
How's it going, Sarah?
Well, how are you?
Good. How did you manage this week getting your coffee fix amidst the whole boil water advisory?
Oh, it was hard. The Starbucks at Canal Place was down. I had to resort to office coffee.
Ooh, that's a bummer.
So this was all the result of Turbine 6 going down, right?
Yeah, Turbine 6 over at the Sewerage and Water Board. Turbine 6 was actually one of the newer turbines they have over there. They use these turbines to generate power for both the drinking water pumps and the drainage pumps. So this went out, and that lowered the water pressure in the pipes. And when that happens, that puts the pipes at risk of bacteria and other contaminants seeping in from the outside into the pipes. So city issued this boil water advisory.
And it wasn't just a new turbine. It's also a new leadership team that's overseeing the Sewage and Water Board.
Yeah. So this summer, after all the flooding revealed that the Sewage and Water Board pumping system wasn't working at 100%, some people resigned. And they installed a temporary leadership team to run the place. But despite the change in leadership, we're still seeing some of the same problems. And of course, flooding and sewage and water board issues are factoring into the mayoral campaign. So it's trickling into the latest elections.
Well, in more fun news, there's been some interesting things washing up along the coast.
That's right. With all these hurricanes, it's been a pretty active hurricane season in the Gulf. A lot of strong storms. From those strong storms, we're seeing some pretty interesting stuff wash ashore. Random objects, animals. In Texas, there was this really prehistoric-looking creature that washed ashore. It had fangs, and it just looked like it belonged in a museum. Also in Florida, from Hurricane Irma, an artifact washed up. It was an old Native American dugout canoe, so a canoe that was made from like a cypress log, basically. And then, of course, here in Louisiana, we've also seen some stuff washing ashore.
That's right. On Friday morning, a police officer found, what we reported as a whale, but actually turned out to be a rhesus dolphin, which is very whale-like, I must say.
It did look like a whale.
It looks like a small whale. And they're not sure why, if this was related to the storm, because there was a sperm whale that washed ashore 3 weeks ago, too. So maybe this is part of that trend. They're going to have to do necropsies to figure out why these animals have died, and maybe that will lead them to know why they've washed ashore.
So also this week, a study came out looking at how shrimpers feel about sediment diversions. Sediment diversions are basically just when the state wants to cut a hole into the levee and use the Mississippi River, siphon it out into sort of the dying basins where there used to be marsh, and to use all that sediment that's in the water to build land. So we've known for years now that the shrimpers don't like these diversions for that reason. So what this report was doing was basically just digging in a little bit deeper. It was done by the Coalition to Restore Coastal Louisiana, which is a nonprofit advocacy group that actually supports diversions. And for this study, they interviewed about 50 shrimpers. They asked them how it'll impact shrimp and how shrimpers might make up for the difference in losses if it does have an impact.
So what's an example of this?
So like, let's say diversions end up pushing shrimp into deeper waters. Some shrimpers don't have the right boats for the deep water, and they would need to upgrade to bigger ones. But for many, that's going to be too expensive, so they might need some sort of outside help. So I think there are two main takeaways here. One is that shrimpers aren't really this monolithic group. Different shrimpers have different needs. So some who have deep water boats, for example, might not need to upgrade and have other concerns on their mind. The other thing is that any adjustments won't be easy. According to this report and the shrimpers who were interviewed, it will probably take some sort of outside assistance in order to make this transition happen. But of course, this is all if diversions end up having an impact on shrimping, which we may not even have a clear idea about for a couple years.
That's right. It'll be explored in the environmental impact statement for the Army Corps of Engineers permit for the diversion.
Right. Well, that's the Coastal Roundup for this week. Sarah Sneath is a coastal reporter at NOLA.com, the Times-Picayune. Thanks for chatting.
Thank you for having me.
Support for the Coastal Desk comes from the Walton Family Foundation, the Koi Poo Foundation, the Greater New Orleans Foundation, and you, our local listeners.